we need to really commend them for the hard work they've been doing for over a year now with this pandemic. But we also need to keep a close look that these people are getting tired. They're getting tired because now they're doing beyond their normal duties. And we have to be careful that they do not leave the people that we, the healthcare people who are there, need a care now to be looked at because they're being focusing on something else. So I think we need to start looking at how we could give more support to the staff who's doing this pandemic because they've been working 24/7. So we have to find a way that we could help them get a little relief, Mr. Speaker. So I'm saying this to the Minister of Health, because there's also some resources in there that you could use that does not need the medical aspect of it. So we have to see if we could dump some more people in there to help with those resources, because we cannot be using the medical resources people to do administration work, per se. Because there's some people in there who are doing, like, let's say, booking people to come to the BVI, and that's done through the health services. We don't need a doctor to do that. We don't need a nurse to do that. So we have to be careful how we are doing that right now. I think we need to look at it and see how we could beef up the health services in some sort of how, and get them back to doing a lot more of what they're supposed to do.